When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for the vibe check this Friday morning. What's up, guys? It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just... good vibes. 585-252-9800. Some of our friends are weighing in this Friday, and we love that. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. Even after that.
You guys are just like so loyal. Let's start out the vibes strong, shall we? I'm just going to come out of the gate with mine. Justin Bieber's new album that he just mysteriously dropped on us.
Yeah.
I listened to it on the way to work. Wowzers.
Pretty good?
Sure.
You know...
Sure. It's giving like Kanye moment, but...
Do you remember when we were all concerned about his state and his well-being because of his Instagram post?
I still am.
Well, it makes sense now. All of those posts he were posting were all of his billboards around town and like in California and stuff like that promoting the new album. It was all like the publicity thing. Apparently he's fine. But
I don't see the correlation, but I mean.
So is there a favorite song just yet or not really?
No. I listened to about 6 songs on my way to work, sampling them. And there's this weird, like, filter on all these songs where it sounds like he's in a closet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that.
He's not trying something new.
And then there's one song that's just a conversation of him and someone else. It's like 45 seconds.
Ooh, artsy.
They're just chatting.
I like that. Kanye did that on a lot of his albums, too.
I'm like, okay. He's like, I'm standing on business.
Yeah, he's a business.
He's like, well, when I say that, I'm saying standing on business. He's like, oh, yeah, I definitely should have said it that way. Next song. I'm like,
oh, nice.
Love it.
That seems really artsy.
Love it.
This is going to be his best album yet. I love that.
Yeah. Anyways, so that's my vibes for the day.
Love that. Where's our friends at?
Oh, they're here. Nico and Steve are here. Good morning. Happy Friday, Nico and Steve. Vibes are all the way up. It's Nico's birthday weekend.
What?
He turns 36 on Sunday. We love you guys so much. Thanks for getting us through the week. HBD Nico.
Man, happy birthday, bud. It's awesome. What do you got planned? What are you doing?
Yeah, what's
you having
the,
a party?
What's the vibe?
We sure as hell weren't invited, but that's okay.
No, literally, like, are you well?
If he does invite us, it's just so we can bring him a bunch of gift cards.
Yep. The petty invite's crazy. Who else is here? Katie's here. She says, good morning. So excited for the weekend. Feeling good. The weather looks good. And I have been listening to you guys for a couple weeks now.
Love that.
And I can't wait to go to Cornhill Arts Festival because of Breezy.
Nice.
Period, Katie.
Tomorrow and Sunday. 85 today, 88 tomorrow, 85 on Sunday. There you have it for the forecast.
Mm-hmm.
Set that Doppler up.
What about you?
Well, tonight I got a friend visiting in town. He moved out of state last year, and so a couple of us are going to go to dinner tonight.
Love it.
And then tomorrow might go for a little swim, see what the weather looks like. But it's warm enough. I'll take a dip at my parents' house. And then, I'm going to go from there. Sunday, I have my cousin. Remember Vincent that came in the studio to sing? It's his graduation party. Yeah, graduated Athena class of 2025.
Athena. Wow. So no more musicals?
No. She's going to RIT.
For music?
No.
No.
Tech.
Just throwing really, it all away.
Different transition. Well, you know, one of the most talented kids I know. I mean, he's like the modern day version. Well, he's basically very passionate about singing and dancing and musical theater and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But he knows at the age of 18, he doesn't want to make a career out of it. And that's respectable. So.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, man, well, then go work for the FBI or something.
Yeah, do what you got to do. I love that.
So, yeah, it's going to be a pretty nice weekend, though. Glad you guys are checking in with the vibes this morning. Anyone see a mountain lion roaming the streets of the 585? If so, hit us up. Let us know what's going on.
I haven't stopped seeing it. It's literally all over my feed.
According to the members of the Department of Environmental Conservation, be careful. If you do come face-to-face with this large cat, couple of tips and tricks to keep yourself safe.
We got to call Joe Exotic.
Yeah.
We got to do it.
We'll talk about it coming up next.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Welcome back to the show. There may be a mountain lion roaming around Rochester, according to members of the Department of Environmental Conservation. If you see it, hit us up. Thank you. Thank you.
So well
the memes done. Are out of control right now.
Whoever the PR team is for this mountain lion, they deserve a raise. That's all I'm saying.
A professor at the University of Southern New Hampshire, guy's name's Brad Gibson. He says a mountain lion will have a J-shaped tail, a long tubular tail with a J on it, looks like a hook. And then 150 pounds is approximately the average size for a male. They are big creatures. They have sharp claws, large teeth. If they really wanted to, yes, they could hurt someone. Police were called to Robber Street between Joseph and North Clinton Avenue. That was about 12 a.m. Thursday for a possible sighting of this large cat. And the Seneca Park Zoo says, look, all of our animals are accounted for.
Yeah.
But can we really believe what Lauren Childs says at this point?
We chatted about this yesterday, obviously, but I just feel like from yesterday morning to this morning, the memes have just been out of control. And there was an interview that went very viral, in my opinion.
Curtis Jones, he's a neighbor. He claimed to have seen the mountain lion. Take a listen.
The next thing I know, I just kept walking. I see mad people just walking, right over here, right here by the bush. It went right over here. I swear, I promise, it went right over there. And it said, rah! And I just kept walking. I seen it, seen me, see it. So in my head, I'm like, nah, I gotta go, man. I'm out. I ain't about to play with nobody. I ain't about to. Look, they probably done seen it right now, so I don't know what's going on, but.
Guys walking around with a metal baseball bat. So great. Gibbs.
If you kept the interview going, he was like, I don't do snakes. I don't do rattles. I'm like, not the rattles.
This interview was over 5 minutes long.
They aired every single second, as they should.
So this guy, Gibson, says it's rare to see these animals in New York, but it is possible someone probably had this as a pet. They had it as a pet. It probably got too large, too rambunctious, and they casually let it go onto the street. So if you come face to face with this giant cat, slowly back away, making eye contact, but do not turn your back on it.
Honestly, there's only one thing to do right now. Call Joe Exotic.
You got to call Joe. We got to bail him out.
Or Carol Baskin. I mean, there's only two people right now that we can really call, and that's Joe Exotic and Carol Baskins.
Also, if you are attacked, you better fight for your life. Best wishes.
I mean, it just begs the question, like, There's so many like viral questions that have gone circulating the internet this past, like, I would say year, when it comes to, you know, 100 men and a bear, or, you know, could you fight a shark? And the answer to those questions is no. I don't think you can survive a brutal animal attack such as a mountain lion. But maybe you can. I don't know. Maybe you can.
What was the Carole Baskin song?
Carol
Baskin.
Killed her husband.
Whacked him. Can't convince me it didn't happen.
They just took Savage and just put
All right, guys. It's terrific. A lot going on in the 585. Too many of us, especially when we're younger, become comfortable with settling for less, if you will. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about why it's so important to know your own worth. Because sometimes it just takes some of us longer than others. Me.
No, literally.
We'll talk about it coming up next.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, happy Friday. Too many of us, especially when we're younger, I think we become comfortable with settling for less. Sometimes it just takes some of us longer than others to realize our self-worth. And Breezy made mention to me yesterday that I've shown a lot of growth in the last couple of years because I stopped giving my money away.
That's just you being feasibly responsible.
So I'm going to try and tie this in where it all makes sense.
Okay.
Because I know a lot of us, and you guys too, please tell me, when did you finally get to a point in your life where you just stopped doing something? And you realize, you know what? I'm better than this.
Yeah.
You just kind of had a wake-up call.
Mm-hmm.
So back in 2019, I met a woman on a dating app. We'll call her Krabby. So Krabby was a very successful...
Love the name.
Very successful therapist. And I fell for her hard. I was all in. And she kept me at bay. And I could never figure out why. And that, for that reason alone... I want to come back harder and just...
You're flipping.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Spiraling.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this weird situation where I would constantly go out of my way to show her I care. And it's like she just wasn't reciprocating. But then I developed this weird anxious attachment style where I was dissecting all of her text and I had this fear of abandonment. And at the time, I didn't realize it. I just knew that I was constantly trying to do anything I possibly can to impress her.
Okay.
And I think the thing about this relationship that really bothered me was the fact that she was a therapist, which her career was not the issue. The issue was every time we were together, she treated it like it was one of her sessions.
Like, not good.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. We go out to dinner and she'd stare at me without saying anything for like 45 seconds. And she goes, "Tell me about your childhood. Can you remember any trauma that took place between you and your father?" I'm like, can I just eat my steak?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like pass, you're off the clock.
Pass the A1.
Finally, one day, I just had enough. She invited me to a wedding.
Okay.
I was really excited to go, and then she ghosted me. And I was like, she calls me a week later and asks me if I can create space for her so she can come over to my place and I can hold her.
What?
I said, yo, I'm done with
I'm
you.
So
what?
Good on that.
I said, I've been nothing but transparent about my feelings. I've treated you really well. According to you, most of the guys here in LA have not. And this is how you repay me? And her reply was, "I'm so proud of you right now. Your divine masculinity is shining through." I said, "Can you just talk to me like a normal person?"
Yeah, no, I can't do that. I can't do the jigsaws. Thank you so much. The riddles.
I was like, yeah, right? I don't want to decode everything you say to me.
The riddles. It's too stressful.
Right.
I mean,
what's going on? This isn't you. Is it? Maybe I've been missing the cues.
Like, actually, maybe it is you and I just have been blind to something different.
So I cut it off. Fast forward to 2025, this past Monday night, almost 6 years later. I get an Instagram message that says, "Hi, how are you? It's Krabby."
It's Krabby.
Yes. So, of course, I replied because at this point in my
He's
life,
like, I
don't feel anything. I'm numb.
He hasn't felt anything in years.
Right. I said, "I'm great. How are you doing?" And she goes, "I'm proud to see that you followed your path and your bright light is shining through." Right? Because she's incapable of talking like a normal
person. Why is she talking to you like a cult leader?
Right. That's what I'm saying. And I said, "I appreciate that. What's going on?" She goes, "Well, you probably saw I was looking at one of your stories." I didn't notice that at all.
Not at all. Which is actually very strange for you to not notice something like that. You notice all the time. Like, you notice who views your stories.
Well, this particular story had like 800 people
He's
viewing
like,
I was overwhelmed. But anyways, no, I didn't happen to catch that. And I said, "What's going on? How are you?" And she just starts dumping on me what's going on in her life. She goes,
trauma dump.
And there's no like holding back. She's like, "Well, I just had to file for bankruptcy." And she was doing very well. She's got her own practice.
Oh, dear.
She's like, I had to file for bankruptcy and I moved out of my partner's house. So I'm back in LA right now. I have a small little studio. I was going to move in with my parents, but I decided not to. And just on and on and on. I'm like, well, listen, you always called yourself a million-dollar lady. I said, so you're a million-dollar lady. You're going to be fine. This is just a little speed bump.
Right.
I said, but I'm happy to see that your bright light is still shining through all of this trauma that has taken place.
Light. Yeah.
And lo and behold, I'm waiting until this conversation starts to come to an end. And there it is, that golden nugget. She says, I don't know if this is too much to ask, but if you'd be willing to help me out a little bit, I could really use some extra cash.
We already gave to the church.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it.
So much charity. You don't need to do more on your own accord. So sorry.
And I've shared the story. Like some of my best friends, no problem. I'll help them out. They're in a bind. Pay me back or not.
They
I don't
never
care.
Do.
It's not the point. The point is, I don't think she had any place to ask me for anything. You know what I mean? I'm like, are you read the room?
Read the room. She doesn't even follow you.
Now
she just reached out.
She just started following me that day.
So calculated.
You know what I mean?
I would have been more open to giving her money if she had been a loyal follower since the jump, but she's not. So.
No, she hasn't been.
No.
And so I'm sitting there and I'm reading through this and I'm like, did she just ask me for this? Now, old Moose, 2023
hook,
Moose.
Line and sinker sucker.
Yeah. I'm like, what do you.
What's your Venmo?
What can I help you with? I reached back out. I was like, look it. I could appreciate the situation you're in because I've been there a handful of times and I know what it's like. But this is a woman that drives a Benz, has her own practice. Granted, I haven't seen her in many years. It's been a while. Maybe all of that has gone away, and I don't know about it. I know she's going through a tough time, but I was like, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not really comfortable. The fact that we haven't spoken in 6 years, and this is what you're asking me in our first conversation, I said, I'm going to have to pass, but I really appreciated you reaching out. It was nice to catch up. And she goes, I understand. And then she said some BS that she usually says about, you know, your masculinity is so powerful and it's shining through. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I wish you the best.
Stroking your ego to $50 is crazy. No, it's insane. No, it's diabolical.
It's like, did she want a $200? I'm like, to do what with? What are you going to do?
I am proud of you, given the fact that we've been doing this show for almost 3 years and you would give your money to literally like a caterpillar on the sidewalk. So this is growth on your end. Your masculinity is shining through. I don't even know if I can really call it that. It's just you being financially responsible, which I guess is masculine. This girl needs to take a long walk off a short pier, respectfully, of course, because she did nothing but play with your emotions, and now she needs $200 after not hearing from her for 6 years and her just following you on Instagram? Get a grip.
She said, she goes, you know, because I was really proud to, I'm proud of what I'm doing and where I'm at and where I've come from. I feel like I've done a lot at the age of 41. Yeah. And she always found a way to downplay that. She goes, I don't feel you should have left LA. I'm still waiting to see you on stage receiving your trophy. I go, kick rocks. You know?
Wait, she said that to you when she texted you?
In the same conversation.
So she's insulting you while asking for money. That's such a great, great tactic to get what you need, right. Krabby.
Oh, Krabby. Back to the ocean.
Back to the
ocean. So sorry.
Ocean.
The well is officially tapped out. It's dry. I'm so sorry. Thank you so much for asking politely, though.
Anyways, I'm kind of strapped for cash. You think I could borrow $300?
For you, the world.
Oh, thank you so much.
98PXY. I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
XY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts
right now. Yes, it is Friday. Welcome to the show. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze, 85 for the high today. Boss, saw, shaw, cross, murder, rates, garbage plates. It's going to be nice out. Question this morning, Breeze. How many of you have ever done this in public to avoid talking to someone you did not want to talk to?
Yeah. It's a thing. It's a thing. But there's an art, right? You got to do it in a certain way.
If anyone is good at this, I would imagine it would be you.
Definitely. 150% me.
So if this has happened to you, please let us know. I want to know who's good at this. 585-252-9800. This week, I had to run to the Apple store, Eastview Mall, because Apple's become quite good at taking my money. I don't give my money to other people anymore, Breezy. I give it to Apple.
You're like, Steve Jobs, I know your dad, but you could use a couple thousand.
So while I'm in there, I'm just kind of browsing, and I look over, and I see someone that I absolutely did not have the energy to talk to.
Yikes. Okay.
First off, I blocked this person on social media a while back because she kept harassing me.
Why?
She was asking me out multiple times, and I tried to be polite and said, no, I appreciate it. I'm not interested, but she wouldn't take no for an answer, so I blocked her.
It's really bad.
Anyone, any one of you who's ever blocked someone on social media or their phone number or Venmo or MyFitnessPal or MySpace, you eventually are going to run into them in public and you understand how awkward that can be, right?
Very much so.
Very awkward.
Couldn't be more awkward.
So naturally, I did what any normal person would do. I held my phone up to my head and faked a phone call.
Yep.
Here's where it got really incredibly interesting. I got a phone call and my phone rang during this fake phone call for the first time in my life.
You didn't.
My phone isn't on vibrate. I don't know why, and it rings. And I know for a fact she saw all of this go down. And I won't lie, was it quite humiliating? Sure, it was.
The most.
But she embarrassed herself when she couldn't accept no for an answer, so that's on her. How many
and then
of you?
You're like, and then I embarrassed myself by pretending that I was taking a business call.
And around we go.
You know what would be even worse? If the person was coming up to you to like talk and you have the phone to your ear and you're like giving them the 1 minute finger and then it just starts ringing. You're like, I don't know how that happened. The call dropped.
I had no interest. I'm like, oh, it's that feeling you get when you see someone and you're like, oh, God, we don't have to do this, do we?
I don't have 6 hours today. You know, I don't have it in me.
How many of you faked a phone call to avoid talking to someone? 585-252-9800. You can call or hit us up on the text line. I know for a fact a handful of you do this every day.
Yep.
And you all have great stories.
Yep.
Let's hear them. When was the last time, Breeze?
So it was when I was living in the city and I was walking down Park Ave. It was later at night. And I did this every single time I passed an unknown person because I was just so fearful living in the city. Every time I passed someone late at night,
yeah,
I was like, oh, I'm on the phone because they can't abduct me if I'm on the phone.
Well, you'd be surprised.
And one time I was walking past someone who was completely normal and I'm having a full-fledged conversation with myself and my phone starts lighting up and ringing. And I'm like, oh my God, I look psychotic. No, I look like I need to be in a mental institution. Yeah.
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Good morning, Carmen. What's happening,
Carmen,
guys?
Carmen, what up? Happy Friday, man. You got a story? Have you done this?
Dude, I was at a gas station. I ran into a friend who I had known for many years when we used to work together. I'm like, man, what's going on? I'm all friendly, and I'm like, wait, why is he so freaking cold to me? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I blocked him on Facebook. I forgot that I had blocked him, but I was friendly with him. And I'm like, I can't know why he's so cold. It doesn't make any sense.
Why did you block him?
Oh, you know, it's a whole political view thing.
Right.
So.
I got just tired
of hearing what he had to say, and I'm sure he didn't want to hear what I had to say. So.
Right.
It was one of those things. See, politics.
You got to remember who you blocked.
Yeah, it's very important. You need a list in your phone, Carmen.
That's right. As soon as they walk up, it tells me, hey, you blocked this dude. Don't speak.
I should have guessed it was about politics.
Yeah.
That or he hit on your wife. Yeah. I don't know.
Either or.
I think it was political, but yeah. I'm driving to Lansing, Ithaca out today, so it should be a good time. Good drive. Good vibes this morning, guys.
Good vibes. Thanks for the call, man. Have a great weekend.
See you guys.
See ya.
Yeah, you can't give the old block a Rooney online and then be super nice IRL.
You have to know who you're blocking at all times. Yeah. Amy says, good morning, guys. Yes, 100%. I faked a phone call at the gym to avoid a guy who always tries to correct my form and hit on me. Yeah, pulling out the phone to have a conversation at gym.
This person says, I'm going to have to start doing this with my coworker who doesn't shut the F up.
Yeah, this would be a perfect opportunity for that. Sure. Time. Couldn't do this when there was no cell phones and you just had pagers. You know, you couldn't do this type of thing.
Right.
Michelle says, I'm laughing so hard right now, you guys. I once fake called my mom and Kohl's just to avoid my kid's former karate instructor. Wasn't ready to explain why we stopped coming.
That's the worst, too. I mean, like, I don't know why you're avoiding people, and that's your own personal reasons. But if you see someone in public that you either, like, owe money to or an explanation, that is the absolute worst run-in.
Yeah.
Worst run-in.
Eventually, it's going to happen.
Why haven't you paid me back for the $300 I lent you back in 08? Oh, I'm on the phone. Your phone's dead. So, not sure what's happening there.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Let's go to Brett. Hey, good morning, Moose and Breeze. There was a girl I went on two dates with and ghosted. Saw her when I was out with friends, immediately faked a call. Mm-hmm. That's very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Moose and Breezy, my girlfriend hates answering the door for people. Ordered a pizza, forced her to grab it. She faked a phone call in front of the delivery guy, and the phone rang. She was mortified, but it made me super happy.
Yep. You gotta face your fears. You gotta do it.
What's the delivery guy thinking? You know what I mean? They must just be insulted.
Yeah, what's wrong with me?
You can't answer the door? Oh, I know so many people like this. They will not. They'll order food but refuse to answer the door. Why? Like, I don't want to come. How do you get through the day?
Right.
I don't want to come face to face with an individual and have to have a normal conversation.
I can't call in for my doctor's appointment. What? Make it make sense.
Oh, these are great, you guys.
So good. It's so good. But, you know, these are things that you got to be a big girl. You got to be a big boy and just face your fears. And if you're going to face them head on. Don't half-ass with a fake phone call and then your phone is blowing to smithereens with texts, calls, emails, whatever the case.
This is why when we all wore Bluetooth headsets, we had that little earpiece. Those were even more useful. Nobody knew who you were talking to.
Nobody knew.
You just walk around like an idiot. Well, you can still do the AirPods.
Yeah, but then you just look psychotic because you don't know if you're listening to something or you're talking on the phone, so.
We're all psychopaths anyway.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow on the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
Another one bites the dust. What is it with bagel joints in this city getting shut down?
What happened?
Ruger's Bagels on Monroe Ave in South Goodman has been shut down by the Monroe County Health Department.
What?
A notice on the building indicates that all food operations were halted on Tuesday. The health inspector report obtained by our friends over at a credible news source cited that there were present mouse droppings and fruit flies throughout the facility.
Look, it's no surprise to us. That's in every single restaurant, probably fast food joint, but you take care of it.
Right, you know what I mean?
You can't let it out in the open.
The shop will remain closed until it meets health code standards. I don't know if mice just love bagels or cream cheese or what's happening, but first, balsam, now this.
And then
we
Spot.
Can't catch a break.
When Spot was open?
There, I'm going on record saying it right here, right now. Mice love breakfast food.
Well, then I must be a little mouse, because man, I just had a breakfast sandwich from there 2 weeks ago.
Yummy.
It's delicious. I'm not gonna lie, it was good.
He goes, "That's what that chocolate chip was." All right, that's that.
Well, so, what's the deal? What do they got to do? They got to clean it up. And listen, here's the thing:
they can't open again until they show that they've
right.
Fixed
They'll clean it.
The shortcomings.
Guys, just a little tip. I've been through this multiple times. Best time to go is as soon as they open. It's as clean as can be. Go get yourself a breakfast sandwich.
Moose goes, go there at 4 a.m. Get in line.
Coming up on the show.
You'll be behind like three rats, but other than that, it'll be fine.
Is it romantic or is it a little too desperate? We want to know what you think. If someone deletes their dating app after just one date with you, Is that sweet or is it straight up a red flag? Lauren's going to come on the air with us next to share her first date and why she got, according to her, grossed out after the guy did this. We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze, happy Friday. Is deleting the dating app just after one day considered a red flag? Creepy or cute? 585-252-9800. So Lauren agreed to come on the show with us this morning after she texted in for There I Said It This Week that people who delete the app after one date are creeps. Hi, Lauren. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
What's up?
I went on this date last week with a guy I met on Hinge.
Yes.
And it was fine. It was like, it wasn't bad. It was nothing crazy either. We had drinks. We had some good conversation.
Where was the first date? Where did you guys go?
Half Pint.
A classic.
Is that a typical first date spot for you, Lauren?
Every first date a guy offers is at Half Pint.
Why?
My spot too.
I love the place, but why?
It's fun, but it's like, why is that the only spot?
I don't know. It's
was
convenient.
Was this before or after it got smashed in? I mean, listen, it's a chill spot. It's not a lot of pressure. It's not like a certain way to go there.
I can understand, though, because after you're done with Half Pint, you can pretty much walk anywhere around Park Ave after that. So what happened?
So the date lasted about 2 hours and
pretty good.
You know, it was normal first date vibes. It was fun. But then the next morning he texts me and says, "Hey, I had fun last night.
Yeah.
I deleted the app. I'm all in if you are." I'm like, "Wait, what?"
"I'm all in if you are." Okay, this guy knows what he wants. That's kind of refreshing, yeah?
Absolutely.
How are you making that decision after one date?
Oh, that's really turned you off.
Yes, and this is just a heads up to all men listening. Like, that's not cute when men do that.
Yeah, you're turned off. Listen, I understand at the same time what you're saying. I don't think anybody likes when an individual shows all their cards at once. You want there to be a little bit of cat and mouse.
Leave the animals out of it, for the love of God.
The mountain lion. So, Lauren, what was your response to him after he asked you that?
I told him no. I told him, "Hey, I prefer to take things slow, and I have no idea after one date if I want to be romantically invested in you or not long term."
Yeah,
right?
No, I get
Which
that.
Which is true.
Right.
And so... Lauren, cut it.
Like, I feel like you should know, like, if you're vibing with someone after one date. Like, I'm not saying you need to, like, get engaged, but you should have a pretty good consensus on, hey, am I going to see this person again? Do I see this going anywhere? Like, I've known after every single first date whether it was a thing or not.
Well,
every single one.
I understand, Lauren, because even from my personal dating experience, one date is not enough to know, hey, I'm going to go ahead. We're in this together. And I get that. That's a little, it's fast. You want to take your time to really get to know somebody, because I think we can all agree people have really shown who they are after the first month. You know, everyone's on their best behavior in the beginning. You don't truly know who somebody is.
Of course not. You don't truly know how somebody is until you even meet their friends and see how they act around them.
I want to go over to a couple of people on hold who want to comment on what we're talking about. Hi, PXY, what's your name?
Hey, my name is Anthony.
Anthony, you got a comment on what Lauren's saying?
Is she there? Can she hear me?
Yeah,
we're
all on together. Go for it.
We'll patch you through.
Oh, great. So, Lauren, I have a question for you. I want to know what exactly you're looking for, because it's kind of frustrating for me to listen to this. Because, like, it seems like when it comes to dating, women don't want to play games, and then you go out on this date, and you have a really good time,
and you're turned off that
he's ready to date you and only you. Like, he doesn't want to play games. He's doing the right thing.
That's true, too.
Like, I just don't get it. It's like you can't win as a guy these days.
No.
Do you even do?
I rarely ever defend men, but I'm on your side. Like, this is tough.
Listen, there has to be some amount of playing games in the beginning because there has to be a mystery. I'm not saying that I'm not looking for a long-term relationship, but deleting the app after one date is not sweet. It's a red flag.
No, it's not.
Are you hearing yourself right now? This is there has to be some amount of playing games at the beginning. Like, what? This is the most, like, psycho thing I've ever heard.
But, like, you're so right, Anthony, because you know what? Any other guy would probably be, like, still bopping around. His thumb would fall off from swiping too hard by, like, the seventh day. And they're like, I just want you to commit. And now it's just, like, too soon. It's not soon enough. It's like, oh, my God.
I can appreciate what you guys are saying, but I guarantee you a majority of the people listening right now, if this happened to them, they would get grossed out by it.
There's nothing to be grossed out about.
I'm like, just saying, that's the dating scene we're in.
Oh my God, I found someone who wants to commit. Oh my God, let's run in the opposite direction.
Yeah, it might be sad, but nobody wants somebody to show all their cards right away. There needs to be a little bit of mystery, whether you like that or not. That's just how it goes.
Mystery? They're still getting to know each other. The whole thing's a mystery. But he's telling you, I'm exclusively getting to know you.
Well, he's saying, we're all in this. I'm dating you and only you. And that scares you, Lauren?
It's creepy. It's not scary.
Creepy?
You don't
know after one date. Okay, after maybe three or four. But how do you know after one date you don't?
Okay, this is exactly why guys get dragged for playing games with women. But when we don't do that, when we do the right thing, somehow we still get slammed. Like, come on. What do you want, Lauren? You want a guy who ghosts you for 3 days and he keeps swiping on some weird app until he figures it out?
Mm.
Period. Not for nothing, but like, this is like a man going out to a restaurant and ordering 14 appetizers. It's not normal. But if you go out with a man and he orders one and he's just focused on one and he's really enjoying it, you'd be like, oh yeah, that's pretty basic.
Well,
you would look at that man and be like, that man's a slob. He ordered 14 appetizers.
You don't want to try a little bit of everything that restaurant has to offer.
You literally look gluttonous.
A dude who tells you what he wants up front, that is not a red flag, Lauren.
Period.
And I'm telling you what women want. They don't want intensity like this after the first date.
Okay, you're looking for a guy to play cool, and that's what you think this is, intensity.
Your trauma showing, yes. Lauren. It really is.
It's too much too soon.
It's too much. Let's
calm down.
All right, let's hear what our listeners have to say. 585-252-9800. Whose side are you on? Anthony or our friend Lauren here? Thank you guys both for weighing in this morning.
Thank you.
All right, have a good day. Happy Friday. Bye. Let's get to some text.
Wow, this is a lot.
Wait, hold on. I was trying to read these and talk at the same time, but Ray says, I think Lauren is being dramatic. The guy was just being upfront. Would she prefer he ghosted her instead? At least he's honest and intentional. And then Katie says, Team Lauren, 100%. One date is not a relationship. Deleting the app after one date feels like love bombing. Interesting.
You can do whatever you want with your own phone. Whether you share that or not, I mean, maybe that's a strategic thing that you have to work through. You deleting something off your own phone is not love bombing. That's just you organizing your apps. Get real. This person says, my boyfriend just blocked me out of the blue after 6 months. So you definitely don't know someone after one date. Nobody is saying that you know someone. No, he didn't go to this girl and was like, I know you fully. We're going to get married. Like, he never said that. He's just like, hey, I'm just not the type of person to date around and juggle and spin three different plates. So I'm just going to focus on you.
No,
it's not that deep, you guys.
You're not wrong. But what I'm saying is, here's the thing. I think a lot of people sometimes just forget that you don't know where this relationship is going to go or where it's going to lead. You just need a second to get to know this person before you go all in. That's all I'm saying. PXY, who's this?
Hi, this is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. Go ahead. You're live.
So I just want to give kudos to both people because, yes, after one date, it is kind of sketchy to an extent. However, you should give them another shot without even questioning or thinking about it and going on that second date. Because, yes, they might be throwing all their cards out there. Okay, don't be throwing yourself out there. let them throw themselves out there to see, one, if there is any red flags, or two, what they can propose and how they can propose it. Mm-hmm. Because maybe this is Mr. Right. Maybe this is the one. You will never know until you get out there and reach.
Right.
Because
That's the problem with dating today, though, too, right? Is that there's so many options and people are so quick to just go back to the app and start swiping again because one tiny little thing took place.
So he's not a part of the problem. He's a part of the solution. You're part of the problem. And being like, it's too soon. It's too soon.
Go ahead, Samantha.
Correct. Because, I mean, everybody is so stuck in their phones that they can't even look up and see what they really look like. What is that gaze in their eyes? Are they actually having full communication? Are they talking with their hands too much? Do they blink too much? Mm-hmm. Is he too, like, much of a clinger? Does he talk about his mom too much because I'm looking at my phone? Like, those kind of things, you know?
Mannerisms are important.
Communication.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, like, you are so right to AT. And I just think it's absolutely insane because why wouldn't you want to just, like, get to know someone fully without them being distracted by 13 other women, whether they're going on dates with them or not? They're still looking and talking and having stupid conversations. Honestly, the conversations that you have on the apps are, they have no substance. So I'm not sure what we're doing. How was your day? What do you do? Like, get out of here.
Well, yeah, anybody who's been on the dating apps, especially if you're talking to 14 people, it's exhausting. Let's go over to Matt. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning. That first girl's crazy. We live in a society where every girl is obsessed with Love Island or 90 Day Fiancé or so many quick things. And then this guy wants to commit like, hey, I just want to talk to you, not play games. And she's like, need a mystery. Like, how do guys feel like it's a mystery when we show up to a date and you don't look like anything close to what we were seeing on the app?
Right. That's like, yeah,
we got to deal with that stuff. Yeah. So yeah, she's crazy.
Matt, you like, hit it on the head, win. Buddy. You hit it on the head, buddy.
Breezy, yeah. Respect the love for the men this morning. Appreciate you. Moose, figure out what side you're on, okay?
It's few and far between, Matt, but I'm glad I could provide.
Listen, I actually just started watching Love Island. I got to tell you, it's engaging.
See, you're part of the problem. The gentleman just wants to find true love, and you're over here part of the problem. Better than that, Moose.
Hey, let's get that beer soon, huh, buddy?
You got it, brother.
All right, man. Have a great weekend. Thanks.
Hey, Matt.
Hey.
This person says, Lauren wasn't feeling it in general, and she just doesn't want to admit it, and she's putting it on the guy. So true.
Guys, if he's deleting the app after one date, imagine what he's doing after the second, a.k.a. proposal? I don't know. Can you imagine?
And honestly, send it. Figure it. I'd rather figure it out that way than be talking to 15 guys, one of which might be a serial killer, but we don't know that for certain.
No, that's what comes.
All could be on the website. Are we dating the same guy? Who knows?
All right. Thank you guys for the messages on this one. It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, keep your head on a swivel. It's tough in these trenches.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming beat. Stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. The weekend starts now.
85 degrees for the high. The sun is shining. It's Moose. It's Breezy. Get your coffee. It's time for a really fun, wacky show.
Wacky and wild and just, you know, crazy.
You guys got a hot take this morning? Let it rip. 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Great takes yesterday. We always appreciate that. But if you got something you need to get off your chest, now would be the time to do it.
Let's do it.
Let's go to Cam. Rochester doesn't need another brewery, you guys. We need pothole repairs. There, I said it.
No, couldn't agree more.
Could not agree more.
Couldn't agree more.
Yes. And by the way, rest in peace to Black Button Distillery. So sorry to hear the news, to be quite honest.
Thank God I snuck one last drink in there before they...
Huge IPA girl.
...head out. Huge. No, it's a distillery. They have espresso martinis. They have all the things. They have whiskey.
Yeah. I never made it. Their last day's the 12th tomorrow.
I think it's just retail, though.
I can't get some booze.
I don't know.
Does anyone know? Mine
for
today is, I've been thinking about this a lot. If you're 35 and still splitting rent with five roommates, maybe the gym isn't your top priority. There, I said it.
No.
Especially if you're paying to go to Midtown. Listen, I understand health is important, but let's get your priorities in check.
Just go to Planet Fitness for $10.
Steal your significant other's membership card.
They let a lot of stuff fly over there.
They sure do.
Mine for today is this. Listen, Marges, I love you, but stop acting like every time a patron walks through your door that the Secret Service needs to be involved. It's not that serious.
Oh,
it's not
that. Throw some shade.
It's not that. I love the establishment. Great place. Good heart. Good family. But like, genuinely, I don't know why you have walkie talkies. I don't know why there's wristband involved. I don't know why, like, I can't walk without an escort. It's very strange.
There's a lot of people there. They're trying to keep the peace.
I don't understand. I'm like, we're on a public beach. I don't really know. They're like, are you meeting someone? I'm like, yeah, they're right there. They're like, well, I'll walk you to your table. I'm like,
Oh, that's nice. They probably knew who you were.
No, not at all.
Let's go over to John. Not every guy who's nice to you wants to date you. Some of you just need to learn how to accept kindness. There, I said it. You talking about anyone in particular, John, this morning?
Yeah. This person is just rattled.
Let it rip.
To say the very least. This person says, I feel that it is important to get rid of the fast lanes in amusement parks. There, I said it. Like Fast Pass at Disney. You're paying extra, but everyone's paying extra, so it just ends up being the same amount of time that you would wait in the regular line. If anything, the regular line is now the Fast Pass line because everyone thinks they're getting a bump.
It's kind of like when you go to the airport. Not everybody needs TSA PreCheck. I once got through the line quicker than my buddy who paid for TSA.
It's a money grab.
It's probably a horrible example. I'm just saying. I couldn't think of anything else.
No, it's the same. You're right.
Let's go over to Caitlin. Just a quick PSA. Men who go to therapy and still treat women like garbage just want to feel smarter about their bad behavior. There, I said it. This is getting personal this morning. We love it. God. Keep them coming.
Really bad. Oh, wow. I'm not going to read that one. Ooh, dear. People are just...
You're skipping it? Look who's here.
I'm going to read.
Lauren. Hi, guys. It's Lauren. You had me on the show earlier this morning. Oh, hi, Lauren. Long time no talk. I just want to say people who say my dog is my child are deeply lonely and need a real human connection. There, I said it.
True.
Lauren is not a fan of people deleting the dating app after one date.
It's literally, I didn't agree with you on your first take, but this take I definitely do. I do. I sure do. Let's see here. This person says, the movies is not an appropriate place to hang out anymore. There, I said it. If anything, movie theaters are about to die and you need to run. Oh, my God. I love the movies. I go all the time. Where else are you going to get great popcorn?
Yeah, I haven't been in a minute.
What was the last movie you saw?
I don't know.
Cocaine Bear?
No, that was a couple of years ago. But man, I'll tell you what, I'm waiting on the sequel. That was a great movie.
I cannot wait for Freakier Friday. I cannot wait. Comes out August 8th. Ugh.
Yeah, I'll go see that with you. Tina from Spencerport, your boss isn't toxic. You just don't like being told what to do. There, I said it. Let's go over to Alyssa. Hi, guys. Hot take, but I just want to let you know not every kid needs to be in sports, dance, and three summer camp programs. Who are these parents trying to impress? Let children be bored again. There, I said it. Yeah, let them play Nintendo all summer.
Yeah. Do what you got to do. I mean, They're going to do what they need to do, regardless.
These are so personal this morning. Mm-hmm. Dominic says, not every mental health diagnosis needs to be your entire personality, people. Have a great weekend, Moose and Breezy. Oh, I forgot to take my cholesterol medicine again this morning. Oh, no! That text really helped remind me that...
I have some grapefruit juice upstairs if you want it.
It's going to kill me. I'm not off
you
to a good start.
You need an alarm. Also, why do you take it in the morning? Doesn't it affect your stomach? I can't take stomach.
Yeah,
take pills on
I've been
stomach.
Told I got to take it at night. I forgot. Tried to replace it with taking it in the morning and then forgot. Off to a good start.
Seems like it's working.
Oh, I'm going to have a heart attack in no time.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to play 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. There may be a mountain lion roaming around Rochester, according to members of the Department of Environmental Conservation, but Breezy posted.
The mountain lion made its big debut on PXY Mornings.
You go take a look. Here's the situation. So if there's a professor at the University of Southern New Hampshire. Guy's name's Brad Gibson. He comes into town and says a mountain lion is going to have a J-shaped tail. Long tubular tail. It looks like a hook, but it's about 150 pounds average weight for a male. They are big creatures, sharp claws, large teeth. If they really wanted to hurt someone, they can. But police were called to Joseph and North Clinton Avenue at about 12 a.m. Thursday for a possible sighting of the large cat. And the Seneca Park Zoo says all of their animals are accounted for, so don't look at us. Can we believe them?
Allegedly. Heavy on the allegedly. It's wearing a collar, allegedly.
Curtis Jones, who's blowing up right now on social media, he's one of the neighbors. He claimed to have seen the mountain lion. Take a listen.
The next thing I know, I just kept walking. I see mad people just walking, just right over here, right here by the bush. It went right over here. I swear, I promise, it went right over there. And it said, rah! And I just kept walking. I seen it. So in my head, I'm like, nah, I gotta go, man. I'm out. I ain't about to play with nobody. They probably done seen it right now, so I don't know what's going on, but.
Amen. This guy's walking around the neighborhood with a bat.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And then Gibson, this professor, said it's rare to see these animals in New York. It's very rare, but it is possible that somebody had it as a pet. Mm-hmm. And that somebody probably realized that the animal got too large, too rambunctious, and then just casually let it go into the streets. We don't know
Insane.
For certain.
Insane.
But that's the assumption that they're making.
There's only one thing left to do. We got to call Joe Exotic. We gotta call Carole Baskin.
We gotta call Carole Baskin. If you come face to face with this giant cat, slowly back away, making eye contact. Do not turn your back. They say it could pounce on you. If you are attacked, fight for your life. Best wishes.
Moose goes chin up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get Dan Mason on the mic, who's going to be joining us next on the show. What's up, buddy?
How we doing, guys?
Manager of the Rochester Red Wings. Coming up, you're going to tell us all the fancy things going on at Innovative Field this weekend.
Big, big weekend at the ballpark this weekend.
Are you changing the Wings name to the Mountain Lions?
Not tonight.
You should be.
Yeah, you should be.
But, well.
We know it's last minute.
There could be a spotting. Who's to say?
You never know.
You never know.
You never know where you might see the lion.
All the things coming up with the Rochester Red Wings. Dan Mason is in the studio. We'll talk to him coming up next on the show.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, and it's Friday on the show. Who better to kick the weekend off and talk all things Rochester Red Wings than our boy, and general manager of the team, Dan Mason. What's up, Dan?
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Good. That's
really good to see you.
We were talking on Wednesday morning after I went to the Tuesday night game. It was so much fun. I went with my whole family. Thank you for everything.
You got it.
It was a blast. First game of the season.
I'm glad you were able to make it out.
Never disappoints.
Did you notice Breezy's black eye?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if you noticed.
You didn't get hit by a ball, did you?
Better.
I should have ran with that story.
She pooped too hard. Passed
I really
out.
Passed out off the toilet. Isn't that horrific?
That's terrible.
By the way, thanks for the food this morning.
He's like, I'm so glad I came in.
Good transition.
What's the 411? Because we're in July right now, and the one thing I'm looking forward to that you guys do every year is Christmas in July. When is that happening?
It'll be not this homestand, but It'll be July 26th, I believe. Is that a Saturday?
Yep. So 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yes.
Yep.
What does that entail?
Oh, what doesn't it entail?
Yeah,
Santa goes, and we have fireworks, and we have a bike giveaway. We have Christmas in a cup.
Yep.
Food special. We've got a bike giveaway. Well, it's funny you should say that. The family camp out is this Saturday.
Oh, it's tomorrow night.
Yeah. Tomorrow night.
So how does that work? Everyone can pitch a tent on the field.
Correct.
They spend the night, and then you wake up everyone up at what time?
I get on the microphone and start yelling at people at 6 o'clock.
Six?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
No, people just naturally get up. You know, the sun comes up a lot earlier now.
Yeah.
So people tend to start packing up around 7.
What movie are you watching this Saturday?
So it might be the greatest movie of all time.
Rookie of the Year?
Rudy.
Oh yeah.
And the real Rudy will be at the ballpark Saturday night.
Oh my God, that's one of my favorite movies of all time.
So fans can meet the real Rudy from the movie Rudy, the inspiration for the movie. He'll be at the ballpark tomorrow night taking pictures with fans and signing autographs. We've got fireworks, and then after the fireworks, you can camp out on the field, out in the outfield, and we'll play the movie on the video boards. So it's going to be a big night on Saturday.
What you don't do at Innovative Field. I mean, what happens at Innovative Field stays.
And tonight is also a big night. Any Seinfeld fans out there? All right.
You know it.
Moose just raised his hand for people who didn't see that.
What do they got going on? Please tell me Kramer's showing up.
No, not Kramer. David Putty, who was Elaine's on-again, off-again boyfriend.
He's great.
Right? Patrick Warburton, he'll be there signing autographs and taking photos with fans. We've got all kinds of great food specials. We've got the Festivus Frank. We have Junior Mint Ice Cream Nachos. We have These Pretzels Are Making Me Thirsty. Yeah. We have the Kramer. It's a mixed drink available at the Jack Daniel's 10th Inning Bar. We have the George Steinbrenner Root Beer Float. And then we have the Manhand Burger. So that's those are our food specials for all you Seinfeld fans.
Did you give us anything today?
Today we have the Cuban sandwich.
Yeah.
That'll be available on the suite level tonight,
so
tomorrow, and Sunday.
Dan always brings us in food every time he comes in, and there's game night, and Chef Keith is awesome. This guy
nails it
every single time, and I never know what you're going to show up with, but I'm very excited when you come in on Fridays because it's like, what are you bringing in?
What is the Cuban?
So the Cuban is a sandwich. It's got capicola, ham, and pork with Swiss cheese, mustard, and a pickle.
Let's go.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Absolutely stunning.
Pretty good.
And for all you vegan lovers out there, you can still, if you need to take the meat off and just eat the pickle.
You can have the pickle and the bread.
And the bread and the cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess you can't have the cheese.
That'd be totally fine. All right. So game tonight, 6:45.
Tonight, 6:45. Patrick Warburton there, who played Putty on Seinfeld and Seinfeld Night Tonight, with fireworks as well after the game. Tomorrow, 6:45, with Meet the Real Rudy, Rudy Rudiger. At the ballpark, fireworks, and then family camp out. And then Sunday, princesses at the park. So we'll have a whole bunch of princesses at the game on Sunday, game time 1:05. You can meet the princesses, get your pictures taken with them, high-five them.
No, I'm coming.
And then Spikes and Mitzi run the bases with Spikes and Mitzi after the ballgame.
What?
Or the mountain lion, if the mountain lion shows up.
Yeah.
You never know. You never know where you might show up, you know?
This is great. By the way, is this the like greatest job in the world for you?
Oh, I love my job. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very lucky.
You've been doing it 30 plus years, right?
Yeah. This is 36.
Congratulations, man.
Just
that's awesome.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks. We're having
you guys always do so much. I mean, especially for the community, too, which is huge. And Breezy and I, we'd love to do a PXY night.
Yeah. So we're in talks. We've been talking about this probably for as long as I've worked here. And we've never followed through, but there is something on the books. Something big is coming.
Something big is coming.
Talk to one of your guys.
Yeah.
So,
do you want to reveal it today, or do you want to hold off on that?
We're gonna wait till the paperwork is done.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of paperwork, a lot of admin.
We don't want to overpromise.
We go through a lot of legal steps to do any promotions.
In August, just know one thing: there's gonna be some big PXY energy there at some game.
Love it. Dan, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for the food. Make sure you guys go see our Red Wings tonight at 6:45. It's going to be a fun, fun weekend.
Weather looks great, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And don't forget your tents tomorrow night, too, right? Sleep on the field.
Just sleeping bags, tents, pillows, blankets.
Do some people just not bring a tent and they just sleep raw dog on the field?
No, most people bring it.
You're like, please bring a tent.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can, go ahead. We don't want to raw dog anything on the field. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Dan Mason. It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy. Be right back.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And, of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Your weekend starts now.
It's Friday. Time for everyone's favorite game, Can't Beat Breezy. We are looking for caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 to win a pair of tickets to... All right, no, what are we giving away?
We're just giving away a crew neck.
No tickets. Crew neck. PXY swag.
Our promotions girl is literally clenching her you-know-what.
85 for the high today. It is a beautiful start. Thanks for kicking the weekend off with us. Let's go to the phones. PXY, who's this?
It's Rachel.
Rachel from where?
Gates.
We're so happy you called because you're caller 8! Rachel from Gates, you are going head-to-head with our girl Breezy this Friday morning. So before we get started, talk some trash. Go ahead. I'll give you the stage.
You know what? You should be shaking in your boots, Breezy. You should be shaking.
I'm quaking. I'm absolutely quaking.
Rachel,
have you seen the mountain lion yet?
Yeah, I'm a little scared. A little scared. Think I heard him.
Oh, my God. I thought I heard him when you picked up the phone, too.
Breezy's not even wearing shoes.
Rawr.
Yeah, rawr.
All right.
All right.
Get that out of the way.
See ya.
Here we go. Bye. Okay, Rach, Breezy's leaving the room. The rules are very simple this morning. You got 5 seconds to answer each question. If you tie with our girl Breezy, you automatically get the win. So far, her record right now is 17 wins in 31 losses. So, yeah, the odds are in your favor. Question number one, Rachel from Gates. Jim Henson is the creator of what beloved cast of characters? Jim Henson.
Oh, my God.
He created what beloved cast of characters?
SpongeBob?
Going with SpongeBob. All right, question number two. I'm locking you in for SpongeBob. Question number two. Rachel, what movie is this famous quote from? Wax on, wax off.
Oh, my God, I know this.
I know you know this. Come on. Give me your best answer, Rachel.
God.
We believe in you.
I literally can't think of anything.
I'll give you a hint.
Back to the Future. That's all I could think of.
Well, it is an 80s movie. You go.
Okay.
Are you going with Back to the Future?
I guess so.
Okay, Back to the Future. Let's go to question number three. What is the longest wall in the world?
The Great Wall of China.
Final answer?
Yes.
Now let's go to question number four. Rachel from Gates, which beer company's tagline is when the mountains turn blue, it's as cold as the Rockies?
Busch?
Is that your favorite beer?
No, but I think that's the right answer.
Okay, I'm locking you in for Busch beer. And question number five. Where does the wizard live in The Wizard of Oz?
The Emerald City.
Locking you in for the Emerald City. I love the confidence on that one. All right, let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. Breezy.
What's the tea?
All right, let's tally these up. Rachel from Gates, you are looking at a total of 2 out of 5.
Not bad.
We'll take it.
All right, beautiful. Rachel, I'm going to put you on hold real quick. Breezy, get your game face on. Question one. Jim Henson is the creator of what beloved cast of characters?
Henson?
Yeah, Jim Henson.
Cast of characters?
Yeah.
In a show?
Yeah.
In
movies? Yeah. The beloved cast of characters we've all grown up with.
Friends? I don't know. Not a clue.
All right. Fair enough. We're going with Friends. Let's go to question number two. Breezy, big movie girl. We actually acted out this film for Moosterpiece Theater. What movie is this famous quote from? Wax on, Wax off.
Oh, Mr. Miyagi or Karate Kid, I think. Karate Kid? Yeah, Karate Kid.
Locking you in for Karate Kid. Let's go to question number three. Breezy, what is the longest wall in the world?
The Great Wall of China.
Question number four. Huge beer girl. Loves beer.
Loving it.
Which beer company's tagline is, when the mountains turn blue, it's as cold as the Rockies?
Coors Light.
Breezy, question number five. Where does the wizard live in The Wizard of Oz?
Emerald City.
Is that your final answer?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of confidence. Let's go back to Katie. Or excuse me, let's go back to Rachel. Hey, Rachel, how do you think you did compared to Breezy?
I think I might have lost. I don't know.
You think you told Breezy to be shaking in her boots.
Yeah, I guess I'm not shaking
anymore.
I know, anymore.
But now I'm shaking in mine, I think. I don't know.
Are you wearing boots right now? Or are you in booties?
No.
Let's tally booties. These up. Katie, you got a total.
Her name is Rachel.
I'm so sorry,
it's
Rachel.
Rachel.
I'm so sorry.
He's like, Rebecca, you did amazing.
In my defense, Katie's been texting in all morning, and that's why I'm confused. Rachel, you got 2 out of 5, and our girl Breezy came through with a total of 4 out of 5.
That's the highest score I've ever gotten.
You did do well.
Let's go over the answers.
We're going to run through the board. Okay, Jim Henson is the creator of what beloved cast of characters? Rachel, you said SpongeBob. Breezy said Friends. The answer is The Muppets.
Question. Right.
Very close.
I love The Muppets.
What movie is the famous quote from? Wax on, wax off. This is an 80s movie. Breezy got that correct. It was Karate Kid. Rachel, you said Back to the Future.
Well, to be fair, we did just act that out, so you might have been confused.
What's the longest wall in longest wall in the world? Yes, Great Wall of China. Beer company. When the mountains turn blue, it's as cold as the Rockies. We love Coors Light. Breezy got that one right. You said Busch Beer, Rachel.
Huge beer girl.
And then, yes.
I'm not a beer girl.
I know, I'm not either. I don't know how I got that.
The Emerald City is where Oz lives. The Wizard of Oz.
What did you say, Rach?
She got it right.
I obviously said the Emerald City.
Okay.
Wicked girl for life.
Rachel.
Hell yeah.
If you've been listening to the show all morning, you know it's Friday and Breezy and I are in a great mood. So don't you worry. We're not going to let you walk away empty-handed. But before I let you go, I need you to say, my name is Rachel from Gates and I can't beat Breezy.
My name is Rachel from Gates and I can't beat Breezy.
Who's shaking in their boots now, Rachel?
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
What do you do when you desperately need your family's help but no longer trust their judgment? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Happy Friday. Is this really worth the risk? Or are you the one overthinking it? Take a listen to this wild message that came in from Sandra from Hilton yesterday. And she writes in, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. Thanks for airing my message on your show. I've never been more uncomfortable around a family member's pet. And I honestly don't know what to do. Would love to hear any advice from anyone who's willing to give it. A few months ago, I was at my sister-in-law's house with my two kids. She has two large dogs, one being a pit mix. They've always seemed intense. I tried to ignore it. Then I saw something I can't unsee. Her smaller dog, which was a sweet older spaniel, got into a minor scuffle over food. Within seconds, the pit bull snapped, grabbed it by the neck, wouldn't let go. The other dog jumped in too. And by the time they were pulled off, it was too late. That poor dog died in front of all of us, including my kids.
Oh, my God.
They brushed it off, my sister-in-law. Like, you know, it's just instinct. But I still see the fear on my kids' faces. Now they want to babysit. They want my boys to come play in the backyard.
Mm-mm.
Like nothing ever happened.
No.
I desperately need the help when it comes to the babysitting and stuff. And they know that. Plus, they've also told me that the dogs have been through a lot more training, so I have nothing to worry about. They think I'm overreacting for being cautious. But after seeing what those dogs are capable of, I don't feel safe. I feel confused. Would you still let your kids go over there? Or am I right? Am I in the right to draw the line before something worse happens? Thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
See, I don't know if this is really about the dogs. I think deep down this message has to do with her feeling bad for rejecting family. Like, how do you choose between protecting your kids and keeping the peace with the family? 585-252-9800. Would love to hear from you guys on this. I don't care how much training these dogs have had. I probably wouldn't go back over there.
I wouldn't go back over there.
I mean, how
I wouldn't leave my kids there unsupervised, I'll tell you that much. If you want to hang out and be a family, you can come to our house. I'm not doing that.
Yeah. And she was very quick to say, you know, it's instinct. She brushed it off.
Right. But like...
And yes, she also followed it up with, the dogs have had plenty of training. It's fine. Is it fine, though? Because your kids just watched a dog get mangled in front of them.
Right.
And you're just playing it off.
Which is like, you downplaying that is going to be detrimental to their well-being and growth and memories and all of the things. Because guess what? They're not going to forget that. They're not going to forget that at all. That's going to stick with them for... a while.
I know. And now listen, I get it. She needs the help when it comes to babysitting. I think from what she had said in the email too, she's a single mom working two jobs and she can't always get the help. Trisha just weighed in and said, I get it. Family can be messy, but sometimes you got to cut the cord on family if it's toxic or unsafe. If those dogs can hurt a dog, what's to stop them from hurting your child?
Right.
Sorry, no amount of training is going to make me comfortable either. We have a listener by the name of Mark that says anyone who says a dog killing another animal is just natural instinct is flat out lying.
Wild.
Or clueless. That's a major red flag.
Right.
I would be furious and scared, and I wouldn't let my kids near those dogs for a second.
Not for a second. Nope. Mm-mm. No, thank you. I just feel like there's so many people in this world that are pet owners that are become like blinded to their pet's poor behavior because they love their pet. And it's like, it's a danger to everyone.
When they do something like that.
Right.
Good morning, guys. I don't think she's overreacting at all, but I also get the pressure to keep peace with family. Maybe set clear rules. Dogs crated or kenneled during visits, and the kids need to be supervised 100%. So still go over there, but the dogs need to be locked up.
Right.
Most pet owners won't do that.
And you can't trust that that's going to happen with you not being around.
Right.
You just can't.
Not my Rufus. Oh, no. My Rufus isn't going in a crate.
No.
Let's go over to our friend Rachel weighing in. Good morning. Please, in all caps, tell this mom, do not put your kids in danger because you feel guilty about family drama.
Right.
Family help is great. I get that. But your kid's safety is non-negotiable. If they can't respect that, see ya.
I definitely would not let my children back over there, even with me. That is so traumatizing. Not to mention, like, yeah, the whole thing of you being nervous as a parent of leaving your kids there. But, like, you need to think about your children and their trauma and their feelings associated with going back to that house that they saw something so horrific take place.
When it comes to having a big family, I get it. And sometimes you got to pick your battles. But if your gut's screaming at you, I would listen. Have a heart-to-heart with the family. Make it clear on what's off limits. I'm not saying bring them over there again, but definitely explain to them in great detail why they're probably not coming over there anymore.
And honestly, like, I don't know. Lying is never the answer. But I would ham it up a little bit with the family member and be like, no, like, we're literally in therapy. Like, my child cries about this experience every night.
Yeah, you want to put them back in the same backyard.
Right.
We got an interesting take. This is another angle coming in from a David. Good morning. People are forgetting that dogs are animals. And I get the concern, but honestly, sometimes they snap, sometimes they fight. And yeah, it sucks, but it happens. If the dogs have had training since then, maybe it's time to cut them some slack. You can't wrap your kids in bubble wrap forever.
Yeah, but you can put them in the best situation to succeed. And I don't think being in and around that house is the best situation, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. As a parent, your one goal is to minimize the, your kids dying. Samantha says boundaries are not negotiable when it comes to your kids. If they can't keep those dogs locked up or supervised, like your life depends on it, then they should not be walking back into that backyard. End of story.
Period. No questions asked.
I mean, yeah, and most people here, too. We got a ton of texts coming in that's like, yeah, absolutely not. But really, that's the dilemma Sandra is facing. Do I trust them? Do I put my faith in them because they're family? I get it. Something horrible happened, but I also desperately need their help.
No, yeah, because
you're going to have to go in another direction.
Honestly, you saw how they handled the first situation. They swept it under the rug. If that dog comes after your kid, who's to say they're not going to sweep it under the rug again?
Yeah.
You're overreacting. Like, he's literally fine. It's a cut. It's like his literal cheeks hanging off.
Yeah. Andrea says, listen, it sucks to say no to family help when you need it, but maybe it's time to look for other options. Uh-huh. Your kids deserve to be safe. If you bring those kids back over there, you're just an irresponsible mother. Sorry, but it's true. Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Thank you guys for the text on this one. We got to take a quick break. Some of you say, hell no, keep your kids far away. Others say dogs will be dogs. Terrific. But when it comes to family and kids, yes, it tends to get messy, especially when you feel like people don't take your boundaries seriously.
Correct.
But if your gut's screaming at you to not bring those kids back over to your sister-in-law's, you should probably listen. This is at least my advice. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Is deleting the dating app just after one day considered a red flag? Is it creepy or cute? 585-252-9800. Lauren agreed to come on the show with us this morning. And she says, it's a little cringe for me. People who delete the app after just one date are creeps. Hi, Lauren. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
What's up?
I went on this date last week with a guy I met on Hinge.
Yes.
And it was fine. It was like, it wasn't bad. It was nothing crazy either. We had drinks. We had some good conversation.
Where was the first date? Where did you guys go?
Half Pint.
A classic.
Is that a typical first date spot for you, Lauren?
Every first date a guy offers is at Half Pint.
Why?
My spot too.
I love the place, but why?
It's fun, but it's like, why is that the only spot?
I don't know. It's
was
convenient.
This before or after it got smashed in? I mean, listen, it's a chill spot. It's not a lot of pressure. It's not like a certain way to go there.
I can understand, though, because after you're done with Half Pint, you can pretty much walk anywhere around Park Ave after that.
If you want to.
Right. So what happened?
So the date lasted about 2 hours. And
pretty good.
You know, it was normal first date vibes. It was fun. But then the next morning, he texts me and says, hey, I had fun last night.
Yeah.
I deleted the app. I'm all in if you are. I'm like, wait, what?
I'm all in if you are. Okay, this guy knows what he wants. That's kind of refreshing, yeah?
Absolutely.
How are you making that decision after one date?
Oh, that's really turned you off.
Yes, and this is just a heads up to all men listening. Like, that's not cute when men do that.
Yeah, you're turned off. Listen, I understand at the same time what you're saying. I don't think anybody likes when an individual shows all their cards at once. You want there to be a little bit of cat and mouse.
Leave the animals out of it, for the love of God.
The mountain lion. So, Lauren, what was your response to him after he asked you that?
I told him no. I told him, hey, I prefer to take things slow, and I have no idea after one date if I want to be romantically invested in you or not long term.
Yeah,
right?
No, I get
Which
that.
Which is true.
Right.
And so, I just want to say,
Lauren, cut it. Like, I feel like you should know, like, if you're vibing with someone after one date. Like, I'm not saying you need to, like, get engaged, but you should have a pretty good consensus on, hey, am I going to see this person again? Do I see this going anywhere? Like, I've known after every single first date, whether it was a thing or not.
Well,
every single one.
I understand, Lauren, because even from my personal dating experience, one date is not enough to know, hey, I'm going to go ahead. We're in this together. And I get that. That's a little, it's fast. You want to take your time to really get to know somebody, because I think we can all agree people have really shown who they are after the first month. You know, everyone's on their best behavior in the beginning. You don't truly know who somebody is.
Of course
not. You don't truly know how somebody is until you even meet their friends and see how they act around them.
I want to go over to a couple of people on hold who want to comment on what we're talking about. Hi, PXY, what's your name?
Hey, my name is Anthony.
Anthony, you got a comment on what Lauren's saying?
Is she there? Can she hear me?
Yeah,
sure can.
We're all on together. Go for it.
We'll patch you through.
Oh, great. So, Lauren, I have a question for you. I want to know what exactly you're looking for, because it's kind of frustrating for me to listen to this, because, like, it seems like when it comes to dating, women don't want to play games, and then you go out on this date, and you have a really good time,
and you're
turned
games.
Off that that he's ready to date you and only you. Like, he doesn't want to play games. He's doing the right thing.
That's true too.
Like, I just don't get. It's like you can't win as a guy these days.
No.
What do you even do?
I rarely ever defend men, but I'm on your side. Like, this is tough.
Listen, there has to be some amount of playing games in the beginning, because there has to be a mystery. I'm not saying that I'm not looking for a long-term relationship, but deleting the app after one date is not sweet. It's a red flag.
No, it's not.
Are you hearing yourself right now? There has to be some amount of playing games at the beginning. Like, what? This is the most, like, psycho thing I've ever heard.
But, like, you're so right, Anthony, because you know what? Any other guy would probably be, like, still bopping around, his thumb would fall off from swiping too hard by like the seventh day, and they're like, I just want you to commit. And now it's just like, not soon enough. It's like, oh my God.
I can appreciate what you guys are saying, but I guarantee you a majority of the people listening right now, if this happened to them, they would get grossed out by it.
There's nothing to be grossed out about.
I'm just saying, that's the dating scene we're in.
Oh my God, I found someone who wants to commit. Oh my God, let's run in the opposite direction.
Yeah, it might be sad, but nobody wants somebody to show all their cards right away. There needs to be a little bit of mystery, whether you like that or not. That's just how it goes.
Mystery? They're still getting to know each other. The whole thing's a mystery. But he's telling you, I'm exclusively getting to know you.
Well, he's saying, we're all in this. I'm dating you and only you. And that scares you, Lauren?
It's creepy. It's not scary.
Creepy?
You don't
know after one date. Okay, after maybe three or four. But how do you know after one date you don't?
Okay, this is exactly why guys get dragged for playing games with women. But when we don't do that, when we do the right thing, somehow we still get slammed. Like, come on. What do you want, Lauren? You want a guy who ghosts you for 3 days and he keeps swiping on some weird app until he figures it out?
Mm.
Period. Not for nothing, but like, this is like a man going out to a restaurant and ordering 14 appetizers. It's not normal. But if you go out with a man and he orders one and he's just focused on one and he's really enjoying it, you'd be like, oh yeah, that's pretty basic.
Well,
look at that man and be like, that man's a slob. He ordered 14 appetizers.
You don't want to try a little bit of everything that restaurant has to offer.
You literally look gluttonous.
A dude who tells you what he wants up front, that is not a red flag, Lauren.
Period.
And I'm telling you what women want. They don't want intensity like this after the first date.
Okay, you're looking for a guy to play cool, and that's what you think this is, intensity.
Your trauma showing, Lauren. It really is.
It's too much too soon.
It's too much. Let's
calm down.
All right, let's hear what our listeners have to say. 585-252-9800. Whose side are you on? Anthony or our friend Lauren here? Thank you guys both for weighing in this morning.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. Happy Friday. Bye. We got a text from Jen that said, if I had a dollar for every guy who said he deleted the app and then matched with my roommate the next day,
right,
I'd be rich.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, he's going to probably do what he needs to do. And you being like, it's creepy and weird.
Let's go over to High Peaks Y. Who's this?
Hi, this is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. Go ahead. You're live.
So I just want to give kudos to both people because, yes, after one date, it is kind of sketchy to an extent. However, you should give them another shot without even questioning or thinking about it and going on that second date. Because, yes, they might be throwing all their cards out there. Okay, don't be throwing yourself out there. Let them throw themselves out there to see, one,
if there is any red flags, or two, what they can propose and how they can propose it. Mm-hmm. Because maybe this is Mr. Right. Maybe this is the one.
That's the problem with dating today, though, too, right? Is that there's so many options, and people are so quick to just go back to the app and start swiping again because one tiny little thing took place.
So he's not a part of the problem. He's a part of the solution. You're part of the problem. He might be. It's too soon.
Correct. Because, I mean, everybody is so stuck in their phones that they can't even look up and see what they really look like. What is that gaze in their eyes? Are they actually having full communication? Are they talking with their hands too much? Do they blink too much? Mm-hmm. Is he too, like, much of a clinger? Does he talk about his mom too much because I'm looking at my phone? Like, those kind of things, you know?
Mannerisms are important.
Communication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go over to Matt. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning. That first girl's crazy. We live in a society where every girl is obsessed with Love Island or 90 Day Fiancé or so many quick things. And then this guy wants to commit, like, hey, I just want to talk to you, not play games. And she's like, need a mystery. Like, how do guys feel like it's a mystery when we show up to a date and you don't look like anything close to what we were seeing on the app?
Right. That's like, yeah.
We got to deal with that stuff. Yeah. So, yeah, she's crazy.
Matt, you hit it on the head, buddy. Breezy,
yeah. Respect the love for the men this morning. Appreciate you. Moose, figure out what side you're on, okay?
It's few and far between, Matt, but I'm glad I could provide.
Listen, I actually just started watching Love Island. I got to tell you, it's engaging.
See, you're part of the problem. And you're over here part of the problem. Better than that, Moose.
Hey, let's get that beer soon, huh, buddy?
You got it, brother.
All right, man. Have a great weekend. Thanks. Okay, I don't know who this is. This guy's name's Brett. He just messaged in, and he messaged us and said, I'm trying to figure out, is if deleting the dating app after one date is creepy, does that mean asking a woman her blood type on the first date is also creepy, just in case anything happens?
What? Are you a nurse? What's happening?
And I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98PXY.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.